Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, here are four lessons to stand up and sell more. We're going to learn how performing at an open mic night can help your selling skills. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to participate in an open mic night at a comedy club to learn these lessons. And here's the bad news. I did. Well, in sales training workshops, some of the most important emotional topics that we deal with are fear, confidence, and conviction. And to deal with these emotions, I often revert to the old Nike slogan, just do it. You know, face your fear and just turn down that prospect's driveway. Call on that large account, even if you think they don't want to see another salesperson today. Reframe your fears to get past them. Well, these are all good words to live by that I've done so many times in my selling career. Well, this week it was once again time for me to practice what I preach. For many years, it was one of my bucket list items to perform at a comedy club open mic night. This is where literally anyone is given 4 minutes to go up on stage and try their hand at being a stand-up comic. Well, after attending several times just to watch, I decided this might not be something I'm going to check off of my bucket list anytime soon. Now, I have no problem getting up in front of hundreds or thousands of people to talk about selling skills. However, the fear of being on stage in front of a rowdy crowd of 25-year-olds to make them laugh was just a little too overwhelming. Yet, I had to do it. If I was going to get in front of sales teams and tell them with conviction that to just get past their fears by doing it, then I had to just do it. And I did. And needless to say, I didn't die. I survived the 4 minutes, neither bombing nor rocking the house. There were jokes that landed and got solid laughter and some that didn't, but nothing horrible. While I may do it again, it's safe to say that Seinfeld and Sinbad have certainly nothing to worry about. So how does this apply to you when you're out there selling? Well, first, I had always admired the diligence and the work ethic of comedians on developing their craft. Their diligence at perfecting their craft. And I wrote two articles on it called 5 Ways Comedians Teach Us to Sell, and then the podcast version of that. Well, to be a top comedian, they have to write continuously. They have to search their life high and low for any shred of a joke. And then the real key to this is they practice it over and over, and they tweak it constantly to get just the right wording at just the right time with the right inflection. Now, when selling in today's highly commoditized world, customers are getting smarter on our products and our industry. That means we need to get smarter on how we sell. Here's lesson number one, practice. You get 4 minutes to be on stage at an open mic night. That's fast. You don't have much time to set up a joke or explain things. You have to be prepared the second you get up there to get the audience engaged. This is no different than driving up to cold call on a prospect. With your white pickup and the company logo on the side, every farmer in the world knows you're there to sell them something. Now, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we know farmers and ag buyers, they're not sitting around hoping more salespeople call on them. You have to very short time to get the right words out there. If not, a comedian hears nothing from the crowd. Crickets. A salesperson might hear, "We're happy where we're at. I don't have any time for you today." Whether it's crickets or comments like that, those are confidence-killing moments. Practice and rehearse the more difficult parts of your selling process. Well, lesson number two, fear management. Speaking to sell has the ability to invoke fear in even the most experienced salespeople or comedians. However, we all speak to sell. I was trying to sell my jokes in those 4 minutes. My sales manager was trying to sell capital spending in a meeting with upper management so that we could build a new facility. You speak when trying to sell your products to producers. There will be that moment when the stage is yours. You're given the microphone. Now, that stage might be an actual stage, or it might be the producer's shop or the gravel parking lot outside the grain elevator, as you are given your chance to speak. All of us have a certain amount of fear of those moments. We never know for sure what the outcomes will be or what challenges will be thrown at us. Will I forget my lines? What if he hates our products, our company, or worse yet, what if he hates me? What if I come across as too salesy or too pushy? What if he's technically smarter and knows more about this products and our industry than I do? Fear will be there. The challenge is to manage it. Well, lesson number three is know your audience. Most of my friends are my age or older. They get all of my jokes as they live through the events of the 1970s and 80s that I speak about. Now, in 2021, a room full of 20 and 30-year-olds did not live through the 70s and 80s. Know your audience. In my first month on sale as a salesperson, I had the great opportunity to go speak at one of my dealer's open house events. As the 30 or so horse owners sat down to listen to my great presentation, I went on for 30 minutes on the nutritional requirements of a pregnant mare and newborn foal. We had just launched a product for both those, a pregnant mare and newborn foals. Now, at the end of my presentation, I took questions. When there was no questions, I asked the audience for a show of hands as to who had either a pregnant mare or a foal. And you guessed it, no hands went up. Know your audience. How are you qualifying your customers to ensure they even need or will benefit from your products? Before breaking out the brochures, make sure you have a qualified customer. Well, lesson number four is called branding, or be you, or you be you. I just want to tell you, authenticity is critical. If you're trying to tell a joke or sell a product, your audience and customers are starving for authenticity. I watched as one after another young aspiring comedian went up on stage and tried to be funny as a foul-mouthed tough guy. And it didn't work. Why? Because that's not who they really are. And the same holds true for you. If you're new in the industry and aren't technically knowledgeable yet, just own it. Admit what you do and don't know, but promise to continuously be in learning mode. It won't take long for you to be knowledgeable. And I'm not saying you have to open with that kind of discussion or apologize for not knowing all the technical details of your products, but don't be afraid to be transparent in this part of your selling process. Besides, your customer knows it already anyway. As I launched into my selling career, every competing salesperson wanted to sell their vast knowledge of horse, chicken, rabbit, or pet nutrition. Trust me, feed dealers did not need to go through 30 PowerPoint slides on the amino acid digestion of a guinea pig. They just wanted to know where their delivery was and how much is it going to cost them. Now, that was a better brand for me to aspire to, as I knew how to track a delivery or read an invoice or explain a price list. Well, as the clapping faded and we all left for the night, one individual from the audience came up and gave me a very encouraging compliment. The importance of this was that it was very genuine on his part, and it was very encouraging. Being 30 years older than him, he could have easily assumed that I didn't need to hear that kind of message. However, it really meant a lot. Even after decades of public speaking, it's still great to hear words of encouragement. Now go make someone's day today. If you see someone doing something you know they fear, reach out and provide some encouragement. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.